Okay.
All right, here's Corporal Staubert.
Hi, Corporal Staubert. How are you? I'm Kelly Smedley from Lancaster. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Yeah, good, good.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for talking to me today. I really appreciate it. I saw your Columbia High graduate. My husband actually graduated from Columbia, but way before you did. So,
yeah.
I think we have a bit of a delay, so I'm going to I'll ask a question. I'll pause a little bit and let you answer it. Can you tell me when you deployed?
Like when I came out here?
Yeah, when did you fly over to Afghanistan? What was your deployment date?
We came out here at the end of August.
Okay, so you've been there a little while.
Yeah, for about 3 months.
Okay. Is this your first deployment?
No, this is my second.
And when was your last deployment? How long were you over in Afghanistan?
February 2010 to September 2010.
And did you join the military right after high school?
No, I took a year off, and I joined about a year after I graduated.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing specifically with your job over in Afghanistan?
Sure. I'm a CH-53 airframe mechanic, and basically I deal with hydraulics and metalwork with the aircraft.
Can you kind of give me some specific examples of what you do?
I'm trying to think of some jobs that I do that. We service up the systems, hydraulic fluid, service the tires, change tires. We do a lot of fiberglassing.
Is that to protect the planes?
Yeah, the helicopter has a lot of panels and cowlings, and a lot of times they crack or they get holes in them. So we patch it up.
And is that due to the weather or due to something else?
Well, a lot of the panels, they get opened up every day when the other mechanics do turnaround inspections, like after a flight. So these cowlings are always opening and closing, and we're flying like all the time. So they break just normal use. Sometimes it's people step on them.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit about, it says that your work schedule, and I don't know if this is correct or not, but is 1 p.m. to 1 a.m.? Is that your time or is that our time?
That's Afghanistan time.
So you're basically working after the planes come back or after the helicopters come back, and it's your job to, you know, kind of get them up to spec for the next time they're going to go out?
Yeah, and we have launches that go out, like, during our shift. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes we'll get to work, we'll go out, work on them, and then a few hours in the shift, you know, the birds will leave, and then they'll come back. So they're always fine.
And tell me a little bit about, you know, what it's like over there. I mean, give you know, we want to kind of give, you know, people a sense of, you know, what it's like to be overseas. You know, obviously during the holidays, it's a tough time to be overseas. But just tell me a little bit about what it's like to be over there now.
Okay. Right now it's cold. It's
oh, it
pretty
is?
Cold. It's about 30 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, we work 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off, and there's no weekends. It's just 7 days a week, 24/7. So you can imagine how tired you can get doing this for 6 months.
Go ahead. I was gonna say,
like the place that we live, it's a good half an hour away. So to get to work on time, you have to wake up about an hour before your shift starts. So not only are you working a 12-hour day, but you got to wake up early just to get on the bus and get transported to the actual hangar. So pretty long days. They got chow halls all over the place. There's one store on base, and it can be pretty packed sometimes. You know, everybody's in there trying to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
what kind of stuff do you buy?
Let's see. I recently got an iPod Touch. It's not that bad. It's almost like a commissary back in the States. They got energy drinks, chips. They're even selling little mini fridges there now. But they got like shirts and socks, all kinds of hygiene stuff. And then they even have like video games. So.
And if you're gonna get an iPod Touch, you know, are you able to, you know, buy the apps and kind of play some of the games? Are you doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they have a USO out here, and if you go over there, the iTunes works. So you have to go there to get all the apps and music and stuff. But it does work.
Do you play a lot of games? Do you play, like, are you playing Angry Birds and all that stuff?
Well, sometimes on the bus ride to and from work, I either play games or listen to music.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I like alternative rock, 90s. Country.
And when you were deployed last time, was the weather like this, or was it a little different?
Let's see. Last time I got out here in February, and it was still cold. But then once March and April came, it started to get hotter. And I remember in the summer it was really hot. I think it was about around 110, 120 degrees.
Wow.
So that's how it's like during the summer. It's really hot. And during the winter, it's really cold. So right now, I'm going through the cold.
Mm-hmm. And when do you get back from this deployment? When are you set to come back to the States?
Around mid-March, I would say.
Okay. And so this is your first time that you were actually overseas during the holidays. You know, can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, what that's like?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty rough. You know, missing Thanksgiving, about to miss Christmas. You just wish you could be home with your family, but. You know, I know what I'm doing is a good thing, and I got a lot of family back home that's proud of me, so it keeps me going, and I know I'll see them when I get back, so it just keeps me motivated that I'm doing something good and that somebody's got to be out here, somebody's got to do it, so
right.
I don't mind.
And how often do you get to talk to your family?
Well, every night I get done work, you know, I get on Facebook. So I talk to my mom almost every day. And pretty much I don't think I've made a phone call out here yet. I don't like talking on the phone. But I talk to him all the time on Facebook. So I talk to him often.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone besides your mom that you talk to?
Just my mom and my two sisters.
Okay. How old are they?
Let's see. Carrie is, I want to say she's 18. 18 or 19. Oh, her birthday is on the 22nd. She'll be 19.
Okay.
And my younger sister, Emily, she's 13.
Okay. So are you, when you had Thanksgiving over in Afghanistan, what was that like? Can you tell me a little bit about having Thanksgiving dinner over there?
Yeah, it was, we had the turkey and the corn, mashed potatoes and gravy. It wasn't as good as, you know, what you'd have back home, but it was still a pretty nice meal. And I enjoyed it a lot. I like to eat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they try to do a lot out here for us over the holidays. They even, I mean, they decorate the chow halls, kind of make it feel like it's whatever holiday it is. So.
Mm-hmm. And now, are you able to exchange gifts, you know, over the holidays, even though you're over there?
Well, I know the mail system is going to really slow down here because everybody's getting gifts sent to them and they're sending out gifts. So I told my mom and my sisters that I'll give them their gifts when I get home in March.
Yeah.
By the time I get done work, I'm exhausted and I normally just go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I've got some gifts from my mom already.
Well, don't tell me what they are. Because I don't want to print it, right? You want to be surprised, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else, Corporal Stoddard, you'd like to add, you know, in terms of your experience there, you know, kind of what it's like? Is there anything else you want to talk about, what it's, you know, in terms of, like, activities? I mean, it sounds like your days are pretty much taken up by work and then just kind of going home and sleeping, but is there anything else you really, you know, enjoy doing or, you know, or even anything that you'd want to, you know, say to your family back here?
Let me think. Yeah, I don't really get too much time to do. They do have a gym. Actually, I do go to the gym after work almost every other day. So I do like to work out, stay in shape. But yeah, I don't really do anything else on base. I know they have tournaments for like baseball. There's like a soccer, all that stuff. But my day is mostly consumed by work. But I do wish I could tell my mom that, you know, I love her and I miss her and I can't wait to see her and my sisters when I get home.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I think that, you know, if that's all, I think I'm okay. Are you feel good about it?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Okay.
I can't really think of much else to say.
I took a lot of notes, so I think you gave me a really good interview, Corporal Stoddard, and I really appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you guys wanting to do this for me.
Okay. Hopefully they'll get you a copy somehow. If not, we'll make sure we save some copies for you when you get home. I'm sure your mom will.
It's the Lancaster Intelligencer Journal, right?
It's actually going to be in the Sunday News, and it's going to run on Christmas Day. So I think I'm going to talk to your mom too. So, you know, we'll make sure that she knows when it's going to run so she can see it.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right,
thank you.
Best of luck to you, and have a good holiday, and hope, you know, to see you back home. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.